Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. I have to, I want to say thank you to my cohorts here, because I realized there was something I was concerned that you guys were going to do to me that you did not do. And I want to say I appreciate it. Thank you. And,
so you mean we missed an opportunity to prank you or to mock you or to hammer you in some way?
Well,
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you could have pressured me into, it would have been.
Well, you were out running around yesterday to bring donuts.
No.
You
know.
As long as you were out.
That's a very good point, because the rule on the show is, if you are late to the show, you have to bring food.
I don't think there's any rule, though, about when you leave in the middle of the show.
Well, maybe there needs to be. Come on, it was an emergency. I had to leave.
It was a spousal emergency.
It was.
Your wife
would have
killed you.
yeah. I had the only set of car keys to our second car in my jacket here in the studio. And
she couldn't have walked to work? Did you ask that question?
Oh, Tom. You. Yeah, that would have worked great. Hey.
Call a cab, will you?
Woman, why don't you just walk, huh?
Doesn't the bus go by the house?
Yeah, no. That wouldn't have worked.
All right.
But over the weekend, and I'm surprised we didn't talk about it yesterday, just all the other stuff. Over the weekend was the polar plunge thing the Special Olympics.
Did you do it?
Heck no! Oh.
They have several of these. There's another polar plunge coming up, I think, this coming week.
Oh, why'd I open my mouth? I thought it was gone. All right.
I think there's another one in Stevens Point and maybe some other places.
Right? Here's the thing, man. I am just now getting acclimated to where I can handle the cold weather outside.
Think of the way you could mock your former cohorts down in Florida by saying, "Yeah, you know, I'm so used to it now. I jumped into the water."
Yeah,
in January.
I understand. I got it. And talk about for a good cause. The one that was this past weekend was for Special Olympics. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. A beautiful cause. Absolutely a very worthy cause. And something that I would be willing to do other things to help raise money for. But I'm not jumping into ice water. That's not happening.
Oh, look, Martha, there are whales in central Wisconsin.
Really?
You wouldn't be alone.
I know. We're going to have to make the ice hole bigger.
Yeah.
look, we got a bunch of participants from Wisconsin this year, so bring in the icebreaker from the Coast Guard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. It would be. But here's the question I've got for you. Who was the genius that came up with this the very first time?
Oh, I know this.
Do you?
This is from my old neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Really?
Russian immigrants who lived in Brighton Beach founded what they call the Polar Bear Club.
Okay.
And on New Year's Day, their tradition was that they would go to the beach at Coney Island and would go into the water.
Just to prove how tough they were and that they were thumbing their nose at winter.
And some of them would stay in the water for extended periods of time. It was thought to be good for the body and for circulation and for all of that.
Well, that's because a lot of the women had that thick fur coat grow over the winter
Stop
time.
Stop it.
But,
Stop it.
Hey, never mind. But, so there's a difference, though, than... Well, what time of year was this?
You said New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
All right, there is no difference. It's just I'm trying to find.
And there was a polar plunge down in Milwaukee. It moved to other states, and Milwaukee had one. And I think that led to some of these charity events called polar plunges that are done around the state.
Hasn't there been injury? Haven't there been things that have, fallen off as a result of these plunges?
Well, they tell you, I think the people that do it tell you that the worst part is if it's windy. It's not so bad if it's not windy.
It's not so
bad. You jump in and you get out right away and you put in a towel. They've got a heated tent. They've got hot chocolate and coffee and whatever. But
there's going to have to be a lot of bourbon.
Think of the rush.
No, I don't want to think. I
did a dunk tank once and the water was very cold. And that, it's just a rush to your system when you hit it.
What were you wearing when you did it?
I was wearing a T-shirt and swimming trunks. I wasn't naked. I was in my underwear.
Nobody could tell the water was cold. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. A little George Costanza action there. Well, there's definitely that going on at the polar plunge. No doubt about it.
Not for the Russians.
What exactly is this? You're not
familiar with the Seinfeld episode?
No.
George Costanza was accidentally seen coming out of the shower, and he had.
It was cold.
What he called shrinkage. So he was embarrassed. And he told the woman, but it was cold. And when it's cold, there's shrinkage.
Hmm.
Oh, my.
Mm. Well, you know.
It's a classic Seinfeld episode. You have to see it.
Maybe for some people. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Oh, this is pretty big last night. Jason Collins played his first game with the Brooklyn Nets and became the NBA's first openly gay player. That's right. Good for him. Now he can move on to his next goal, becoming the Nets' first openly good player, which is very tricky. Trust me, I'm a fan. And good news, everybody, Ryan Seacrest has another job. That's right. In addition to American Idol, Seacrest is now producing a new detective drama on NBC. Of course, it's going to be annoying when they solve the case and they're like, I'll tell you who killed him right after the break. This is interesting. A new study found that being lonely is actually worse for your health than being obese. You know, because if you're obese, at least it feels like there's two of you.
Talk and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.